This week, the Food and Drug Administration announced it would finally revise a 31-year-old rule banning gay and bisexual men from donating blood. However, the FDA's updated guidelines include a new restriction. In order to qualify to give blood, a gay or bisexual man shouldn't have had sex with other men in the last year. This whole controversy and discussion and debate is left over from the AIDS crisis, and some men's health advocates praise this updated regulation as a return to rationality. But for many, the new rules are no less discriminatory than the previous set of rules. Jason Cianciotto is director of public policy at the Gay Men's Health Crisis. He joins me now. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this has been a long battle to get this ban removed. And this restriction that was also formalized here is not unexpected, right?
It's not unexpected, but that doesn't make it any less surreal and ridiculous. I mean, how would you feel if, you know, you were told by the federal government that you couldn't give blood unless you were celibate for 1 year?
And what is the rationale behind this? Is this a political concession to inflexible members of Congress? Is there any scientific basis for this?
Well, the FDA claims that the policy change is rooted in science, but it really doesn't pass the common sense test. I mean, HIV is transmitted by what you do, not who you are. Yet this is the same lifetime ban for gay and bisexual blood donors, just in different clothing.
And how are they going to enforce this? I mean, they can't actually know.
No, it will be, you know, enforced through, I think, a change to the same questionnaire that the FDA has been using for years, except instead of asking, you know, have you ever had sex with another man even just once since 1977, I guess it will say even just once since the past 12 months.
And where does this go now? Is the momentum for change in these FDA rules spent with this change and going after this, you know, 12-month moratorium or celibacy rule is just not going to have the same political clout?
Well, yesterday the FDA said that there's going to be a public comment period before the rule is implemented, that the whole process will happen, you know, sometime before the end of 2015. You know, to be honest, I don't really think the FDA wants this outcome. And that's one of the things that just makes it so ridiculous. And I think it shows how the stigma and sense of discrimination, not just about HIV, but still about gay and bisexual people, even amidst a country where we're on the verge of having marriage equality nationwide, is still very strong.
So who does want this?
Well, there's the question, John.
I mean, is this utter cowardliness on the part of the Obama administration? Did somebody insist that this remain in there? Who's the constituency for this?
I wouldn't call it cowardice. I would say that the FDA lacked the ability to conduct the research, I think in large part because they didn't want to spend the money, in large part because we really don't know how, to feel like they had some quantitative foundation for moving to that risk-based deferral, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity, that everybody wants, including the blood products end users like those living with hemophilia. But, you know, here's the science that we have, which has changed dramatically since the original lifetime ban went into effect in 1983. We now have HIV testing that can detect HIV within 9 to 10 days of transmission. So what we really need is a policy that enables donors to be screened based on risk, that transmission could have occurred within that 9 to 10 day period for anybody. For some reason, the FDA has decided that it's going to take 12 months for them to figure that out, and it really doesn't make any sense.
Jason Cianciotto is Director of Public Policy at Gay Men's Health Crisis. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thanks again.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.